Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, November 20th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. After a very tumultuous weekend of news and rumors and a lot of confusion, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella announced Microsoft has hired OpenAI co-founders Sam Altman and Greg Brockman to head up a new advanced AI research team. This follows an unexpected decision by OpenAI's board to fire Altman as CEO on Friday, with Greg Brockman quitting as president shortly thereafter in protest. Altman will serve as CEO of the new AI group within Microsoft. Some former OpenAI top talent have already joined this new team, with offers to other employees at OpenAI as well. According to a letter that OpenAI employees wrote Monday, in which they asked the board to resign. Now, to back up a bit, on Friday, the OpenAI board abruptly removed Altman, saying he hadn't been consistently candid in his conversations with them, but didn't offer any other details. CTO Mira Murati was named interim CEO, though by the end of the weekend, she was protesting OpenAI board's decision, along with more than 500 OpenAI employees who threatened to quit unless Altman and Brockman were reinstated, many of whom tweeted the same phrase in solidarity, OpenAI is nothing without its people. The board reportedly considered that and ultimately refused. Microsoft is still OpenAI's largest investor, and Nadella said Sunday that Microsoft is still committed to its partnership with OpenAI and has confidence in its product roadmap. Now, late Sunday, the OpenAI board named Twitch co-founder and former CEO Emmett Shear as interim CEO, taking over for Mira Murati. Shear said over the next 30 days, he plans to hire an independent investigation into why Altman was removed and restructure the management and leadership team accordingly. GM's robotaxi startup Cruise co-founder and CEO Kyle Vogt announced he's resigning in an email sent to employees on Sunday evening. GM chair and CEO Mary Barra announced that executive vice president Mo Elshinaway will serve as president and CTO. Board member and GM's EVP of legal and policy Craig Glidden will continue in his role. Board member John McNeil has been appointed vice chairman of the Cruise board, but as of this recording, the CEO spot is still open. The California Department of Motor Vehicles recently suspended Cruise's permits to operate self-driving vehicles on public roads after an October 2nd incident where a Cruise robotaxi hit a pedestrian. The DMV also says Cruise withheld 7 seconds of video footage that included the car dragging the pedestrian around 20 feet as it attempted to pull over. WA Beta Info spotted a new AI chatbot option in the latest WhatsApp beta, version 2.23.24.26. Using a shortcut above the Chats tab, you launch the chatbot, though the feature is only available to some beta users right now, with a wider rollout in the coming days. The WhatsApp beta program is currently full, so unless you're already in it, you're not going to be able to try the chatbot out just yet. In his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman says Apple's Vision Pro headset is still being worked on and may not get a January launch after all, with March now a likelier time frame. Gurman says Apple is still working out some kinks, with final device testing reportedly underway. The Vision Pro is set for a U.S. launch at first, with a gradual rollout to other countries later on. Crypto exchange Bullish announced Monday it's acquired crypto-focused media company CoinDesk in an all-cash deal, although financials weren't disclosed. Digital Currency Group, the parent company of CoinDesk, acquired CoinDesk in 2016 for $500,000. On Friday, social network Blue Sky announced it hit 2 million users and also said its public web interface will go live by the end of this month. Importantly, it will also launch Federation early next year. This allows anybody to run their own service and connect to any other service using the same protocol. Blue Sky's protocol is the AT protocol. The other major decentralized social network, Mastodon, uses a well-established protocol, ActivityPub. And finally, Samsung is expected to launch its Galaxy S24 series on January 17th at an Unpacked event in San Jose, California. It's the first time in that location, with pre-orders for the Galaxy S24 starting immediately after the event, with pre-sale launch and general availability dates following shortly thereafter. A report from The Elec cites a Samsung electronics official claiming that, yes, the Galaxy S24 series will indeed follow this rumored earlier date, inching ever closer to the start of the year, from this year's Galaxy S23 event, which was held on February 1st, and last year's Galaxy S22 event, which took place on February 9th, 2022. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.